We'll give shoes to people who don't have shoes. I'm sure there are people in China that do not have shoes, and we'll be sending them out. Glory to God. Amen. Would you stand with me? We want to dismiss our children to Children's Church at this time. We thank all of the teachers of Children's Church and how much effort and dedication they put into that. Amen. There are so many teachings and parables in the Gospels of Jesus and such great stories, but the real key is, how are they applicable to my life? You can read about them and you can just say, well, that's a nice story, but how does that affect me today? 2,000 years ago, all right, I can understand what's said, but how does that affect me? And there isn't anything that I love more than the shadows and types and the application of teaching in the Bible to our everyday living. So with that, if you turn to John, the 4th chapter, and verse number 9, it says, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew," she's talking to Jesus, "ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." They just don't talk to them. They don't deal with them. They don't have parties. They don't go out to lunch with them. They don't have any dealings with them, a Samaritan who is a non-Jew. And then if you'll turn to Luke, the 10th chapter. Luke chapter 10 and verse number 30. "And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay. Now, which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise." Jesus, we ask your blessing upon your word, the words you spoke 2,000 years ago that are still affecting us today, God. Lord, let us hear the lesson one more time. Let us see the significance of what you said, and let it apply to each and every one of our lives. Allow there to be an anointing and blessing, not on only this pulpit, but on everyone that sits in a pew. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm not going to preach long, so please don't take time to warm up to the preaching. Glory to God. We can have a attention deficit syndrome when we get to church sometimes. Probably one of the greatest feuds and fractions or fights within the Bible days was between the Jews and the Samaritans. Samaritans were half Jewish and half non-Jew, or they were Gentiles. Samaria was once occupied by the Jews, but was later taken over by